Our story begins at the Algonquin. Blake has just arrived home at his suite after a long day of work.
Here I am, home again, alone. Why does it seem like my life always comes back to this for me?
Just when every ray of hope was gone, I should have known that you would come along. I can't believe I ever doubted you, my old friend the blue.
Guess it's my destiny. Blake Whitney.
Blake? Hi, it's Larissa.
I know I can always count on you, my old friend the blues.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
How are you?
Oh, Larissa. I'm okay.
That didn't sound too convincing.
I'm not too sure I convinced myself.
Well, look, I was sitting here thinking that, with a few exceptions, I've lost touch with anyone I ever called a friend in this town. You and I were good friends at one time. I know that my stabbing Turner changed everything, and we can probably never recapture our friendship. But I just want to let you know that I was thinking of you.
Larissa, I'm not really sure how I feel about that. You know how I felt about my father, but he was still my father.
I totally understand, and I don't want to keep you. Just know that if you ever need a friend, you can call me.
Well, thank you.
At Murphy's Law, Zoe is having dinner with Joe Zagas.
Well, I guess that's about it. You know everything there is to know about me.
Let me see if I have this straight. Your biological mother isn't who you thought she was. She was actually one of your patients at the psych ward. Your sister ran away from home, had a child, joined a cult, had another child, and then died in a church fire. Your 17-year-old niece is living in New York, but is being raised by her adopted family and has no idea you're related. Your nephew is out there somewhere, but you don't know where. And now you found out you had a twin that died when you were born?
Yeah, I think that just about sums it up.
Wow. Well, I don't think I can top that story.
Well, you can try. Tell me about you. What makes Joe Zagas tick?
What makes me tick? Well, being a cop, for sure. I joined the force right after 9/11, and it's been a real driving passion in my life to protect the city.
That's very admirable of you.
The subway bombing gave me all kinds of flashbacks to that day, and a lot of good people lost their lives. I felt some responsibility for that.
That wasn't your fault. I saw on Channel 6 that the bomb was set by a group of men who were formerly military police and were upset with the mayor in the city.
True, but that kind of thing should never happen.
And what about your family?
My family is pretty small, just two kids, my brother Sam and me. One of Sam's good friends from college lives here, Mac Malone. We've become close friends as well.
Mac Malone, I met him. He was a patient at Westside for a while.
He's a good guy. But Sam was devastated when they thought he had died.
I know, how awful. But they received a miracle.
Yeah, he's almost as good as new.
I feel safer knowing someone like you is working for the NYPD.
Well, I'm off the beat now, but thanks. And that means a lot.
¶¶ alone in her studio apartment, Heidi is looking at herself in the full-length mirror.
Look at me. I get bigger every day. Baby, I know you want to come out soon, but just hang in there. I'm trying to do everything I can to make sure that you have a good home, a father who will love you and want you. You have to hold on a while longer. I don't think I could explain if you were born too soon.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.